The film star Seth Rogen and its co-director celebrated the film's release last night. As we see right here, they popped by at a midnight screening at a West Hollywood, California theater to thank their fans.
We wanted to say thank you. If it wasn't for theaters like this and for people like you guys, this literally would not be happening right now.
The comedy premiered online yesterday, available for download on YouTube, at the Google Play Store, and on Xbox. And it's the first time a major motion picture has ever been made available online before its theatrical release. Our Rosa Flores is right outside a movie house in New York. We talked earlier, Rosa, you said there were big crowds. We know another screening has just begun. Is it the same kind of turnout?
Take a look behind me, Pamela. You can see that there's already a long line of people that are waiting to get their tickets. And take a look at their what they're paying with, too. A lot of them, I've been looking, they're paying with cash, which is one of the things that people have been worried about, of course, because of the threat of hacking. But, you know, we've talked to people throughout the day because there's been earlier showings. And the reaction has been mixed, Pamela. Some people say, you know, this is great. Yes, you know, it was a great movie. I got what I paid for, which was laughs, because at the end of the day, it is a comedy. Others saying, you know, yes, it's a comedy, it's fun, but there's nothing funny about someone dying. So it's been interesting. Right now, you can see that there's a long line, more people going in, and we'll see what they have to say. Pamela?
So, of course, there's the question, are moviegoers worried, considering that the hackers released this threatening message last week and said they were going to release a surprise on Christmas Day? So are they worried at all about hacking or possible violence?
You know, we did hear from the manager from this theater, and he told us that they got an email from the FBI, a call from the FBI, a visit by the NYPD, and it was more to let them know how to report suspicious activity. In fact, they have a flyer that they would probably be posting later that kind of explains that to moviegoers as well, so they can keep out an eye out for suspicious activity. Now, from talking to a lot of people here, some of them, like I mentioned, they were a little worried about using their credit card. Here's what one had to say.
Are you worried at all about hacking, about possible violence, possible...
No, I'm not worried about violence in any way. I certainly came here because the chance of something happening here is much less than if I gave my credit card number online to buy the film.
So did you pay cash?
Yeah.
That's a safe way to turn out.
Cash. Yes.
Hello.
I always pay cash.
So like you said, a lot of folks pulling out their cash, which we don't see a lot of Americans do anymore. Now, Pamela, I also want to show you this movie poster behind me, because this is new. Let's remember that, you know, until a few days ago, this movie was not going to be in any theaters around the country. So we actually saw the guy come in, post the poster, and, you know, everybody's able to enjoy it. We've seen a lot of people take pictures with this one, just because, again, it's kind of a novelty. Some people can't even believe that they're actually going to be able to watch it in the theater rather than in their living room because of the release.